This is the Great Northern Radio Show on Northern Community Radio. Good evening, everybody. My name is Aaron Brown. We're broadcasting live from Bemidji. It's late spring here in northern Minnesota. Some would say the better half of Minnesota. And late spring means it's not as cold as it was. It's getting a little warmer. So the challenge now, because it's spring, but we not really. The challenge now is more emotional than it is physical. You know, we have the clothing. It's the knowledge that better weather and warmth, the abstract concept of happiness, are just outside our reach. They're almost there. This is the time of year when this is happening. It's the season that punches you in the gut and throws a bag over your head and throws you in the trunk of a car and drives you around. Takes you out in a deserted field somewhere and kicks you around and then says, have a nice day. That's where we are. And we forget every year. This is the time of year where we experience, at least I experience, something I call vacation envy. If you've ever been online or a social media site, you see your friends, you see maybe they're not friends, they're acquaintances, casual acquaintances, and they're on vacation. They're having a lovely time on a beach somewhere. They're drinking Mai Tais. They're in bikinis, and they're frolicking in the sands, and they've got delicious food, and their children, their well-behaved children, are having life experiences in warm, wonderful places, and you are sitting in your breakfast nook looking into a window of frost. You can't even tell what's out there. So you have envy. They're there right now. They're on there right now. Look at the grin on their big, stupid faces. Having a good time. They're hot, of course. They're physically hot. Not like warm, but they're hot. This guy works two doors down from me, and he does the same thing I do, and he's got like a 9-pack. How do they do that? How do they afford this? They got to be in debt. This one guy, he's like a self-help guru working out of a fish house. And his wife, she sells slap bracelets on the side of the road. How do they afford a trip like this? I bet they're so far in debt that when they run their credit report, it doesn't come back. Because it ran away. That's the joke. But, I bet they're so deep in hawk that they got one kid named Lean and the other one's named Collateral. I kid. They're probably loaded, actually. They're hot and they're loaded. They're just spending money left and right. They've got resting heart rates as slow as the speed limit in town. You know, that's what's going on. And I got to tell you, there's something you got to know. It's not real. It's a psychological effect that by looking at all these other people and seeing what they have, that we feel we don't have what we should have. It's an illusion. Because we have a lot of things that other people don't have. Some abilities, special abilities. For instance, you can go to the grocery store with your children and not murder anybody. That is a remarkable skill that we have earned. You can go to a middle school birthday party at a bowling alley, and it's fine. It's basically fine. You can find a kid's missing glove from the lost and found at the school lost and found table, which is a mountain at this point, and you can dive in, because they don't sell mittens at the store anymore. You can dive into that liquid pool of influenza and swim up through the mittens, looking for the one with the little tiny tag that says your kid's name, which is the same name that was the most popular name in the year 2006. And so every kid is named that. Here's to the winners. Here's to the people who make it work here in northern Minnesota, which is a vacation paradise, as long as you can get to the part that's nice. And we are time machines. We are all time machines that can get to the future. Every one of us, a living, breathing, slightly chubby, stressed out, jacked up time machine hurtling towards the future. That's what we are. And so the future is bright. Here's to remembering what hope feels like. Here's to loving the things in life that are free. And they're free because no one else wants them, because they're for us. They're for us to have.